neutral. Perek Aleph Seif Ayin. Seif Samach Vav. Especially when it's Fannu. If you're going to pour over to water, which is already cooked, and it got cold. Now, we learned before that Mayim, which was cooked and got cold, is a Chumrah. We take on stringent that you're not allowed to cook it again. Because we take on, since it got cold, it's visual has gone away, and if one cooks it again, it's a problem. It's not so straightforward, but we take on that, the stringent. Therefore, if now you're going to pour over from hot water into water which has already been cold, since we've got this water which comes from a hot water, is considered eerie, and we worry about it, that it's considered Kali Vision, we won't allow you to go and pour over to water which has been cooked and got cold again, like we don't allow you to put in cold water into a Kali Vision if it was, even if the water was cooked before. Let's see that inside. Even if the water inside the coast is already cooked and it got cold, also allow us to learn Maim and Kali Vision. You're allowed to pour out water from Kali Vision. On the point which we said before, only if the outcome from these two things is going to be that it's going to be Yatzeledes at the end of the day. If the outcome from these two waters are not going to be Yatzeledes, we said before, it's not a problem. So the same thing here. If the outcome from these two waters are going to be less than Yatzeledes, not a problem. If it will come to Yatzeledes, then we say you're not allowed to put over cold hot water to a place which got cold water inside it, even if the cold water has been cooked before, since now the cold water is cold. Velochen. And now it's my Mikli Vision, one's not allowed to pour over hot water. Let's say you got an urn, hot water, and you've got already tea which you drank before, or coffee, and the tea and coffee got cold. So you're not allowed to pour out hot water to this tea or to this coffee, because you're now cooking the coffee and the tea which got cold. You're cooking it from a Kali Vision, because this pouring over water is considered like a Kali Vision. So you're putting Kali Vision water into something which hasn't been cooked yet, which is considered not being cooked yet. How one should go and prepare coffee and tea, he says, or same thing. Coffee, we'll learn about it later on, exactly what the best way, how to make coffee from tea. Yeah, but now we're discussing adding on hot water to what was coffee from you, which got cold. We don't allow you to add on straight from the fire, because it's Eru Kali Vision, got the din like a Kali Vision. Samach Zayin. Eru Al-Koish Yishpa Tipat Man. Martin, what happens if you've got a kois which only has a little bit of water, not cooked water? Let's discuss not cooked water. You drank in this cup before, and you didn't dry it out. This cup is still a little bit wet. Do you have to worry about that? That when you go and pour out straight from the urn, straight from the hot water onto this cup, do you have to worry about that or not? The little bit of water which is left there. Let's see inside. Kois retuva. You got a kois. You've got a cup which is wet. Sheesh but tipot mayim mo'atim. You've got a little bit of leftovers of normal cold water. Yesh lena'eh otah heitev kama pamim v'azmutim menadzin la'os aleh mayim chamim min Kali Vision. How? V'yesh hamachmim l'nagi v'sakos. Some poskim say, you don't have to worry about this little bit of water. You go and shake off a few times the water which is inside the cup, or the water which is inside the place which you want to put the hot water inside it, even if it's got a little bit of water left over, you can shake it out as much as you can, once or two, three times, and it's enough, and one doesn't have to worry about it more. But some people say, the Chazanish did that, he dried the cup. But some people say you don't have to dry the cup. Some people say it's enough to go and shake off the leftovers of the water which is in the cup, enough. Some people say, no, one has to dry the cup. This is all talking about when it's water which hasn't been cooked yet. If the water has been cooked before, then it's much, much easier A lot of people say that you don't have to dry it all together. Even according to the Pesukim, we say before that normal water you have to dry it. If it's already been cooked, then one doesn't have to dry it. Se'ef Samach Ches. Eroi al Sukkah. To go and pour over water on sugar. Toiv Nizra'e Lechatchila Shlel Aris Ma'im Rotchim Amikele Vishn Agab Es Sukkah Hamonach Bekli. It says, if you've got sugar, which is a solid, which is in a cup or it's in a plate, you want to pour over hot water on it. Since sugar will melt, and therefore there are people who say, there's some poskim who say, that one should have to consider it as if it's lakshin is famine, as if it's something which is hot, liquidy which got cold. Therefore, one's not allowed to pour over it, onto it, because we consider lakshin is famine. Some people say we should worry about, you shouldn't pour over sugar from a keli rishon. Se'if samach tas. K'moy ken yesh li zoya shlel aris ma'im chamin mi keli rishon otech kos sheyesh b'teich otei she'ivu b'y sukkah af shatei adayin cham. He says a big chiddush from Shem Shlomo Zalman that if you've got a kosmi coffee, tea, and you put inside the sugar, now this sugar is considered davalach shenis tanin. Before it gets put inside this tea, we consider it a solid which is now going to go and be liquid. A solid which is going to be liquid, which we don't consider as if it's cooked anymore. Therefore, even if the tea is going to be hot and the tea is going to be already cooked, but maybe the sugar is not considered cooking. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says you shouldn't pour over straight from a keli rishon onto the tea, which has got inside it, sukkah, because we're worried about this sukkah, this sugar which has got inside it, and maybe have a dinner, you're going to go and cook it again. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you've got tea, one shouldn't pour over hot water if the tea has got sugar inside it.